Aaron Belvedere, branch manager at Exchange Bank, where we invest in Sonoma County. That means helping local businesses to get started and keep growing. A small business loan from Exchange Bank can make all the difference when you're getting a new business off the ground and as you meet the challenges along the way. Here's Alex Bowman from Bowman Sellers.
From business checking to merchant services and personalized loan support, Exchange Bank has everything I need in one place. Their online banking makes life way easier. And whether I'm expanding a service or just managing day-to-day operations, Exchange Bank is always there with a solution that works.
If you own or are starting a small business, Exchange Bank is here for you. Visit exchangebank.com for more information. Exchange Bank, investing in Sonoma County since 1890. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 643948. All loans are subject to credit approval.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
Sardo Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, America's longest-running radio food show, 38 years and counting. And our special guest today is Pemba Sherpa. Pemba is the owner of the just-opened Farmhouse Sonoma. They serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's a remarkable transformation of what used to be Denny's and then the Palms Grill. It had fallen on some really disrepair and hard times, and he's completely gutted this, remodeled it, and it's a beautiful, beautiful space. And it's funny, you were going to bring some food this morning, and you mentioned we don't have any food left because it was graduation last night in Sonoma, in the city of Sonoma. So everybody, it seems like, was there last night, weren't they?
Almost everybody. Big groups.
Big groups. Yes. So congratulations.
It was amazing. It was busy. It was tough, but
you got through it.
Everybody enjoyed it.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
So I'm curious. None of the food on the current menu is Nepalese.
Himalayan.
Or Himalayan.
I wanted to do something completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's other places. You can go to Taste of Himalaya in Sonoma.
Yeah, that one is Himalayan. That's been there for 22 years, and our locals, they love that place.
Yeah.
And you still, is that, you own that restaurant still?
Yes.
All right, so you can get that, but
it's on autopilot right now.
I'm sure. And so this is more California, kind of Mediterranean style.
Yes, this is
it's Italian.
And Italian.
It could be Italian. It could be American. We plan on changing the menu every now and then. We're all ears when it comes to what the menu will be. Me and my staffs, we always talk to our guest. What is it that we can do? What can we add on the menu? What would you like to enjoy the next time you come? So if we have enough guests asking about the same thing, then boom, we give it to them.
Well, let's dive into the dinner menu, John. And the starters, anything you want to mention? Della Fattoria sourdough. That's great.
Well, I think the Italian thing is a charcuterie board, a pizza. A couple of different kinds of pizzas, mussels, poke.
Used to be tuna crudo, but customer request is the same thing again. Guests, they would love to have poke instead, so we give them poke. And as for the, like I said, listening to our guest, there was a lot of requests for bread. Bread.
So you use great bread, Della Fattoria.
Yes, so that's the first thing I could think of, Della Fattoria, because I love their bread. Even at home, my kids, me, we all eat that.
Yeah.
And that's how the bread came along. And in terms of charcuterie, same thing. Guests, they wanted to have something easy.
So so you mentioned that pasta is
I love pasta.
A love of yours.
I love making pasta. I love cooking pasta. And then when I talked to a chef, I was like, let's make pasta.
I mean, you do pasta from scratch.
Homemade
pasta.
Yes, we do. We do it at the restaurant. Every 10, 11 a.m., we make pastas for the night. And there are times we run out, so I have to run back and make it again. Especially the carbonara, we make that. We used to have a squid ink pasta. Now we have a spaghetti that I don't have the machine to make. So I have a chef friend, Andrea. I don't know if you've heard of him, from Ovello.
No.
He has a Italian
deli. Oh, yes, in Sonoma.
So, yeah.
Yes, I know him.
So I told Andrea, hey, I need spaghetti. Can you help me buy a machine? And he said, yes, I'll help you buy a machine, but until the machine comes, I can make it for you, I said.
So the pasta is homemade in Sonoma by your friend.
Chef Andrea makes the pasta.
Yes. I love that. It's a great story.
Spaghetti one.
And what are some of the most popular mains that you offer?
Bronzino.
Oh, you didn't hesitate at all.
That one has been selling.
What is it, John, about Bronzino? It seems to have come out of nowhere in the last, say, 10 years.
Well, it's actually been around for a long time. But again, it's Mediterranean, it's Italian, and it's... and I think the reason people like it is it's very mild.
Yes, not heavy.
Yeah.
Is it, do you serve this bone out? Bone?
It's all boned out. We pan-fried crispy skin, and then we serve it on I think a purple cauliflower puree. It used to be mashed potato, but Chef changed it to cauliflower puree.
So what's Nepalese polenta?
Nepalese polenta, I think he adds a little bit of spices that's from Nepal.
Okay.
Which is very mild. He tries to add as less as possible. That way you can taste the natural flavors, right?
I love that. I've never. Have you ever seen that term on a menu?
No.
Nepalese polenta?
No, first time.
And that's served underneath the braised short rib.
Yes. Another one is the short ribs.
Everybody's ordering that. What about this pork Milanese? Is that a popular
one? That's another one. Everybody's been loving that one, too. We make it crispy. It's a little thicker than typical pork Milanese. Mm-hmm. I've eaten pork Milanese before, and I want a big bite, right?
Well, so you're talking to a man that's a master of those type of dishes. Schnitzels?
Yes. You know schnitzels? Yes, definitely.
Have you done pork Milanese, too?
Oh, yeah.
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 Sure, at the restaurant and probably other places, too.
Hopefully one of these days you could come try our food.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you there.
I'll follow you over there.
Yeah, please. Anytime. Just let me know.
And so the tuna is now, it's not a crudo now, it's a poke.
Yes.
Well, what's the difference between a poke and a crudo?
Poke is mixed with other ingredients like avocado, and we use soy sauce in it and other ingredients. Uh-huh. But
Is it sliced differently, John? Are they both
chopped?
They're chopped,
actually.
They're chopped. And one is, its origin is Hawaiian, the poke.
Oh, okay.
So it has kind of Hawaiian things like typically macadamia nuts, and it's in a poke mixture.
And soy sauce, too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about crudo? That's just sliced?
And crudo just is a simpler presentation.
But still fresh food, fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raw.
But it seems like I see more poke than crudo on a menu.
Is that?
Would you agree that that's more popular on menu items at restaurants or no?
I don't know about that. But.
Okay. But that's what you're doing is poke.
Yes.
And
right now.
And you do dessert also?
We do dessert.
We'll talk about dessert in just a couple minutes. Do you have a wine and beer license yet?
We have a full bar license.
Full bar?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Like I said, that one was an expensive one.
To get that license?
Our guests, they've been enjoying the cocktails.
Good. Well, when I was over yesterday morning, Bart, you were doing a brisk breakfast.
Yes.
People were coming for meetings, local business people. And it was really nice to see. So, Farmhouse Sonoma is the name of the restaurant. And the owner, is Pemba Sherpa. He's our special guest on the Good Food Hour this morning, back after this.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Got a drain that's clogged up? Or maybe a toilet, or a faucet that just won't quit leaking. This is Austin, founder of More Home Services, and I want you to know that it does make a difference which plumber you call. At More Home Services, we respect your time by showing up when we say we'll be there. Our technicians are all background checked and drug tested, and will greet you with a smile. They're trained to do the job right the first time, and they carry over 1,000 parts on their trucks, so they won't have to order something and then come back later. They leave the work area cleaner than they found it, and your final bill will be the same as what they quoted. No surprises. So, if you need a plumber, it does make a difference who you call. Call More Home Services. Our number is 707-505-8000, or find us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Hi, this is Jason Walsh, editor of North Bay Biz magazine. This month, we take an in-depth look at the challenges and triumphs of the first decade of Sonoma Clean Power, the local public electricity provider bringing clean energy to Sonoma and Mendocino counties. Can SCP really provide a spark for home energy efficiency? What do small businesses need to know about the 100% renewable Evergreen service? And will the next 10 years of clean energy keep pace with rising climate change? Power up this month at northbaybiz.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Pemba Sherpa has been with us during the Good Food Hour this morning. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Esch. Thank you so much. You have taught me so much about Nepal, the name Sherpa,
yes,
your background, how so many of our Nepalese restaurateurs came to Sonoma.
So there are those traditional dishes like momo.
Oh, momo is my favorite.
Mine too.
Momos are like hamburgers here. Momos in Nepal are like hamburgers.
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
I'm surprised you didn't have them on here.
Not yet. Not yet.
So what is it? What is it like a hamburger?
It's like a ravioli.
Like pot stickers.
It's filled, yeah. a pasta filled with hamburger usually?
No. What I was just saying, how popular hamburger is in this country, momo is.
Oh, yeah.
Popular like that in Nepal. And momos are pot stickers.
Oh.
You have a wrap, you put like a meat stuffing in there, you close it, you steam it, you can fry it, you can deep fry it, you can do it as a soup. There's five different ways of...
So
maybe we should come for a momo night.
Yeah, Himalayas. Taste of the Himalayas. Come by. Let me know. You have my number.
Oh, okay.
I'd love to go with you there.
Because you said you loved it, and you've been to the Himalayas, and you've trekked in the Himalaya mountains, correct?
Yeah.
How about that?
I would love to take you both there. I'll probably introduce both of you to some Sherpas that has climbed Mount Everest. Right now, there's a buddy of mine. He actually owns a Sonoma taxi, and he just recently climbed a mountain. And last, I think the year before, they got in the Guinness Book of World Record for four siblings climbing K2, the second highest mountain in the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you climb it?
No. My dad didn't want me to climb. That's why he sent me to college. Oh. Because when they were pregnant with me, my dad tried to climb Mount Everest, and he got caught in an avalanche. He almost died. So after that, he said, no more climbing for me and my family.
I get it. What's your most popular dessert or desserts on the menu?
The most popular dessert on the menu right now, obviously, it's the creme brulee. Everybody loves the creme brulee to break that sugar, right?
Isn't it amazing how creme brulee is just, it's been popular for 35, 40 years.
Yeah, yeah. It never gets old. Everybody.
Did you serve it at John Ash and Company when you opened it?
Of course.
Okay. Everyone still orders it, don't they?
Yeah.
You think everything has it runs its course? Not creme brulee. It's still there on the menu. Now, tiramisu, are you still doing tiramisu?
Yes, we're doing tiramisu.
Is that popular?
Yes.
Okay.
But not as much as creme brulee.
So give us your hours and your location.
Nothing's fixed right now. We're still working on things, getting feedbacks. But right now, we open at 8. Mm-hmm. We serve breakfast from 8 to 11, mm-hmm. lunch is from 11:30 to 2:30, and mm-hmm. dinner is 5 to 9.
Okay.
But starting June, we're going to change that. We're going to serve brunch 7 days. We're going to have a bunch of breakfast items, bunch of lunch items. We're going to do 8 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
So there won't be any downtime. Mm-hmm. You can come in any time and get something.
And then there's a talk of happy hour from 3 mm-hmm. to 5:30.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, you've got to check this out, especially if you're a local and have driven past the old Denny's Palms and wondered what became of it. You won't believe the transformation when you go inside. It's astounding.
Thank you. It's
beautiful.
It was a team effort. My landlord has a lot to do in it. My cousin, my wife, and a lot of locals with their feedbacks. Hey, do this, do that.
Done. Well, you've really been embraced by the community.
Thank you so
much. Congratulations.
Thank you both for having me here.
Our pleasure to have you here, and great to hear about your Naples background. And we learned a lot. I certainly learned. And John, I didn't know you were an old Himalayan trekker. This is news to me.
I know. I was surprised.
I've known him for 40 years. This is the
Maybe
first time
Maybe we should
I
talk
this.
About just Nepal one of these days.
We will.
I could go on.
We'll be back next week. John Ash, thank you. And Pemba, thank you.
I'm so Steve Garner. Thank you so much for having me, everybody.
For joining us in the KSRO Kitchen today.
Thinking about buying a home? Now's the time. Contact Allison and Stephanie Norman, the Norman Home Team.
Owning a home comes with incredible benefits, a feeling of accomplishment, stability, and financial growth, as well as a true sense of community. It's easy to fall in love with